This episode of the WW Review is sponsored by DVC-Rental.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Stacy Nyman. Stacy, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Chris.
It's been a long time. I know we try to get ourselves back into a recording schedule, then life hits, but we're going to put it back together one of these times. We'll get three or four or five in consecutive order, and people will be like, what is going on with those yahoos?
It sounds like a plan.
So it's strange. Today is actually July the 2nd. So we're approaching the holiday, and in Chicago, we've had nothing but like this crazy, insane drought. But today it's been raining cats and dogs for the majority of the day, and it feels very much not like a July 2nd day in Chicagoland. So I'm in the basement with a heater on, just came back from Florida,
where it's
105 degree real feel. And it's like my whole body's just, I've tricked it completely at this point. It doesn't know where it's coming or going.
It doesn't know what to expect. Exactly.
Right. So before we get into the show, which is going to be nothing but Stacy and Chris completely embarrassing and humbling ourselves in front of everybody, which is pretty much a normal Dubs episode, let's talk about what's good in your life. Share. What do you got going on?
Just a lot of busy stuff, which is very welcome after being down for so long. So I went back to work. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. So that's really great. And it's, I got back in kind of thinking that it would be some downtime, just kind of getting back into the swing of things. And no, one of my studies opened re-enrollment back up, and it was back to seeing five people a day and all the paperwork that goes with it, just jumping right back in. So that's been, you know, it's good to have that busyness, you know, just to kind of take your mind off of everything. And then there was also we just got back from Michigan, a one-day whirlwind trip. We drove up 6 hours on Friday and drove back 6 hours on Saturday, just picking up a bunch of stuff from my mom's house. She's closing next week and moving out this week, and kids going back and forth to college stuff, orientations and cheer practices, and just so much back and forth with everything. We have some parties coming up, and it's just a busy, busy summer. So good in a way, and then also kind of shocking in a way, but it's definitely not boring. So it's nice to be off the couch and doing stuff. Tiring, I'm fatigued a lot, but
How would you manage that workload, Stace, if you were back, like if you got set back 30 days from now, like if it was Stacy from back March or April?
I wouldn't have been able, like it would have just been, we would have had to not do all this stuff. Yeah. And medically it's, things are going well. The only thing is at the end of the day, usually my ankles and feet are really, really swollen to the point where it's just hard to walk. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think it's shock to the body to kind of be up and moving so much when I was reclined for so long. So, and I'm healing okay. And I'll go back to the doctor on Friday and get a checkup and see how things are going. But otherwise, feeling a lot better. So this just... Staying very busy.
You know, as we move along, if you're a listener of the show, we've been on the air for a long time. We have been on the air for 7.5, kind of approach almost 8 years, which is crazy. And it's fun seeing how the arc of people's lives change over time. You know, little kids become teenagers and move up. And like, even like Disney has different spots and different places in our life as we age and move along. But like in my mind's eye, I don't ever recall a moment where life was as busy for as many people. Like, and you look at like what they're managing in their life, it's like, holy cow, how could people manage that? But then you realize the importance of like vacations and family time and like travel time, because it helps bring you back, you know, a little bit. So we have a group of our friends going down. By the time the show is released, which will literally be tomorrow, they're leaving all like 5 days from then. Mm-hmm. And I posted a message saying, I am so glad to see everybody making all these plans. And I'm not there to like be there. So I, of course we have FOMO, but do whatever
you need. A lot of FOMO.
Right? Do whatever you need to do to fill up your cups. Because when you get back to like real life, like everyone's got stuff. So, but like, I love seeing everyone make these plans. So if you're not familiar with that, we have a friend group called EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. And it seems like it started off just as a one-time event, like years ago to the Indie Disney meet. Now it's literally once or twice a year where groups of people that are now not only like listeners, they're all just really close friends. We've replaced your real friends in real life. We are just now the friends. They go on vacation, and it's usually at Walt Disney World, but it can be other places like Disneyland or even a cruise next year. Before you know it, you've got 40 or 50 people going together, and you're like, oh my gosh, that would be unmanageable. It works. It really does work. Uh-huh. And it's so much fun to see, like, they have a vacation spreadsheet, and every day has got this, that, and that, which families are attending, who made the ADR. God love this spreadsheet, you know, and Cassandra.
Well, yeah, and but then on top of that, like, you have the spreadsheet people, but then there are people who fit in well who aren't that kind of planning capacity, and they don't want a lot to do with that. So you have, like, a good mixture of people who are kind of, like, I'm all in, I want to do everything with the group. And then you have people who are like, I'm going to like fit in whenever I can. We're going to be kind of doing this on our own. And then there's like a happy medium of both. So it's really cool that everybody is able to do their own thing and everybody's welcome whenever they can join in. So it's been neat watching them plan all this and to see the different perspectives.
I'm glad you said that, because that would be like one perspective I would have. Be like, hey, listen, I want to go down and be on with my family, and I love all these people. I don't want to be attached to my hip if I was just a listener. So am I going to do some of my own? Yes, you are free to participate as little or as much as you want. Mm-hmm. If you want to be there for an afternoon, and I am not a planner, like shocker here after like 7.5 years, at least when it comes to Walt Disney World. So when I'm on vacation, it's like, hey, Jen, where do I go next? And what do I do next? And like, point me in that direction. I'm in. Just tell me where to go. And like, who am I sitting next to on Big Thunder Mountain? That's all I need to know. So it works. So join us. Join us in our listener group. It's our friend group. It's everything. We love to have you. It's non-pretentious. It is just good people having fun together. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But anyways, really cool. Let me talk a little bit. You know, I never like to go and throw it back and say, hey, what's good in my life? But I do have something. We just got back from a few day trip to, we mentioned Florida. So Lisa and I celebrated 24 years of marriage. So, you know, we wanted to get away for a few days. Beatrice joined us. It was our 18-year-old's first time staying at home by themselves, which is like, yeah, that's about right. But they watched the dogs, which of course made my anxiety through the roof because they know how I am with my dogs. They did great. And, you know, no issues. We just had a relaxing time. You know, we spent some of the day in Tampa, and we did the Tampa History Museum, and we went to eat at the Columbia Restaurant, which is the largest Mexican restaurant in the world, seating at any one time over 5,000 people.
That was crazy.
In 17 dining rooms. And the food was amazing. I got a mahi-mahi Cubano sandwich. It was amazing.
Did you walk around through the different rooms?
Like three or four of them. We didn't want to be like Joe Torres with the camera and every one of them. But they were like super welcoming. And the price was like really affordable. Now, people, bear in mind, if you're listening to this, you're used to Disney pricing, right? So everything is already off the charts. But a mahi-mahi tuna sandwich anywhere is like $15. It was $17. And so it's like the oldest like restaurant in Florida that has like name recognition and like the biggest in Mexican in the world. But it was a really cool experience. Beatrice loved it. So she was all up in arms about it.
That seems really great. Yeah.
And then we just were hanging out in Lakeland. Then we went to, of course, we went to Gatorland, you know, because it's me. And I'm like a big kid. I just love that place like no place else. We got a picture with Savannah, and Savannah is like their most famous like cast member. She's always on the air. She wears a big old hat, and she embodies like the Gatorland spirit, like just fun, non-pretentious, kind of outlandish, kind of having a good time. But we did the pet and feed the tortoise experience. $10.
Had you done that before ever? Or
no, but it was like the coolest thing ever. 100-year-old plus Dean the tortoise. Aww. And we walk in with our head of our leaf of romaine and our little graspers, because we have to. Oh my God, was it cool? And they're like, oh yeah, scratch him on his head, scratch him under his neck. And this tortoise is so cool. And then his friend tortoise named Lucy, of course, she's just a baby at like 60, but she was so hungry. It was such a cool experience. And like everything there is like, hey, you want to go and fish and feed the gators? It's like $5. But what a cool, unpretentious place. I can't encourage people enough. Go and check it out. I'm telling you, it is all that's cool about a Florida roadside. It's the original Florida roadside attraction. So cool. Just check it out. I promise you'll have fun.
That there. Seems really fun.
Yeah. So we got back to real life. And of course, there's a million things waiting for me.
Of course.
All right. Anyways, that's my plug for Gatorland. That's my plug for everything. Here we go. So here's what I figured we would do today. So being that I know Stacy is geographically challenged, and being that you know that I go to the park like a big old like knucklehead, and I just start walking around, wherever I end up is where I'm at, I figured we could have fun with the My Disney Experience app. And what we could do with the app is essentially we're going to pick a location and start, and we're going to describe our location. So let's just say, for example, I'm on Main Street. I go left in the left hand side. I pass this shop. We'll name the shops, and then I enter in and I buy this. Where am I at? So I know it's kind of hard to grasp. Stacy has to guess where that is. So knowing that we're going to completely make a mess of this, and we're probably going to go through 5 or 6 of these and get none of them right, but we figured it's kind of like Where's Waldo combined with Choose Your Own Adventure combined with like Scavenger Hunt. So let's just have fun with it and figure out if we can get lucky and figure out where our location's at.
Yeah, and I want to say too, this is being done completely on the fly.
By both of us.
We have not come up with any locations yet. So this is going to be either a complete disaster or really fun, maybe a little bit of both. So bad with maps that I didn't even know where the map was on the My Disney Experience app until Chris told me. But I'm also the person who is in a mall or something and walks out the door of the store and has no idea which direction to start walking. Okay. So Scott's always like guiding me. Like I start walking one way and he's like guiding me like a sheepdog, like moving me to the other, herding me to the other areas. I just don't know where I'm going. So it's going to be super fun. So let's see how this goes.
This sounds like it could be a train wreck of amazing proportions. So what are we waiting for? Why have we not done this show yet? This should be a regular. Anyways, it's all about fun. It's all about talking about the place that we all, you know, love to hang out and visit. So let's just enjoy yourself and not take ourselves too seriously. So
that sounds like a good plan.
You want me to go first, Stace?
Yes. Yes, please do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a little bit of insight knowledge, because just the other day after we went, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, we went to Homecoming after Gatorland.
Oh, uh-huh.
We met Scott and Shannon. We walked around the springs. And then we took the old Crescent Lake Loop that I love so much and a Skyliner tour. What a great, just fun,
relaxing
afternoon. We had some cool like pixie dust given to us too as well. We end up trying to pin trade. We're over at the pin trading station over at the beach club. And the Disney cast member is like, hey, welcome home. And I go, well, we're just trying to trade pins. He goes, oh, you guys members? We are, since 2011. Cool. What's your phone number? He goes, have you gotten the new magnet yet? I go, no, I wasn't aware there was a magnet. Of course, like I don't have a Disney podcast. He goes, stay here. He comes back with magnets, lithographs, buttons. Like it was his purpose in life to like dispense free things.
And it
was
cool.
It was cool. Like I was like, hey, that just, it really embodies why I bought DVC in the first place. Right. It is that, you know what? We're not trying to hard sell you. Here's some free stuff for you. You like this stuff? Cool. Here you go. Here's all of it. And just enjoy, you know? So, but anyways, yeah, went to Homecoming, catfish sandwiches. Oh my gosh. It was so good. And Tim was right. You ever have that hummingbird cake, Stacy?
No, I've been to Homecoming a few times, but I've always wanted to try it, and then when it comes time to get dessert, I'm so full that I'm just like,
Yep.
no, not this time, but it's my goal one of these times.
Fried catfish sandwich, like 9.5 out of 10 in my ranking. It was amazing. And that hummingbird cake, like the piece of it was like ridiculous. It's like three pieces of cake in one. So good. Tim wasn't wrong. Tim was telling the truth. It is as amazing as advertised. So,
Love it.
all right. So here we go. So I'm gonna go
Okay.
first. And I went on the Crescent Lake Loop to the
Okay.
Skyliner Loop, and then I walked back up the path from Hollywood all the way back to the boardwalk. So that's where we're going to start our day. You cool with this?
Okay. All right. And my heart is already starting to beat fast.
Don't worry, don't worry. We're going to get none of these right, and I don't even care. All right. So you just went and you followed me along, right? The Mavericks and
Yep.
Diamonds are chilling out. We went on the big
I'm at the
Skyliner Loop
boardwalk.
because we're
Yep.
cheap and we want a free activity. And we're walking from the studios under the bridge. We're
Okay.
approaching the Disney boardwalk. Okay.
Got it.
We're not going over the bridge. We're going to make a quick turn to go towards the Atlantic Dance Hall. Okay.
Okay.
We're actually walking back down the boardwalk. We are not going to enter Jelly Rolls because it's a little too early, but we are hungry. So we make a
Okay.
quick right-hand turn into the first restaurant we see. Where are we at, Stace? Where are we at?
Okay,
I can tell we're all going to fail on this.
yeah, I'm gonna fail completely because I can kind of visualize this area,
Yep.
but I just don't know exactly which. Are you at Trattoria El Forno?
Close, close. You're not too far from there. I mean, you're about five or six establishments down, but right next to Jelly Rolls, right next to the free preview room they have, there's a location. And here's the funny thing is you can't find it on the freaking My Disney Experience app, but you can find it on OpenTable. This is the
Okay.
restaurant. I'll give you a hint. You want a hint? It's something, 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 and Brewing Works. It's a brewery.
Is it the Big River Grill?
Yes, the Big River
Yeah,
Grill and
I've
Brewing
always
Works.
wanted to try that, but we've never tried it.
A Malik Nyman favorite. They have fish tacos that are
Oh,
amazing,
nice.
cheap, and they have like mac and cheese that's amazing. Scott and Shannon's boys always pick that. So Big River Grill and Brewing Works. You were right, you got it. Good girl.
Very cool. Okay, so I'm literally on I'm opening up the map right now. Okay, so we are at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Okay,
Okay.
we've made it to the park. Not quite rope drop. It's more like, 11 a.m. or so, and it's
Okay.
hot as heck. All right, so I'm just kind of building the day here for us.
What? It's hot there? I
It's
didn't know it was
super
hot
hot.
there.
Yes, it is super hot. So you have entered into the park underneath the turnstiles. You're finally in that nice shady area right at the very entrance of it.
I gotta pee. Can I go pee first?
You can't. Okay, you can. We'll wait.
Okay, I'm
Let
gonna
me
go
know when
pee.
you're when you're ready.
Okay, I came back from the bathroom. I peed. Okay, I'm good. Okay.
Okay. So this is so this is really crazy. So we're walking in, and I literally have my map open, and I have to keep on zooming in and out because I
Stacy's
can't
eyes
figure out
too.
what we're doing.
If you're at home, her
Because
eyes,
I like
she can't
so
see.
as can you see me in the camera right now,
No, but
or
I
is
can
it a blank
imagine.
screen? Okay.
I can
So
imagine.
my problem is that like I don't know maps so much that I have to like figure out I have to like literally be walking with you while I'm walking. So
Okay.
we have entered in, we've passed the storage lockers. Okay, so we're gonna go to the left-hand side, past the storage lockers. We're in the area called the Oasis, which
Okay.
is why I guess it's like nice and jungly there. And we're going over the bridge to get into the main portion of the park. To the
Got you.
left is the Island Mercantile,
Okay.
which I love that store, by the way.
We should
And
say we're not looking at the map. So when it's not my turn, I've turned the map off. Okay.
yes,
Okay.
exactly. Yep, we're not
Okay.
looking at it when it's our turns. Exactly. So we're passing through the Island Mercantile. You can actually walk through it if you'd like, because that will give you a little bit of that will give you a little bit of AC as you're kind of going through. And then once you get through the Island Mercantile, there's going to be a fork in the road. You're going to take a sharp left
Okay.
in the fork. And we are heading, past Pizzafari.
Okay.
And we are going to go and get a little refreshment at the establishment next to Pizzafari.
Oh, I know this one because I was just there. Well, I wasn't just there. It was like back in like January. I know this one because I'll never go there because it's like too expensive for my blood.
You got it. You've got it.
Right? So it's close to Tiffin's. Dang it, heck. I was listening to the loop. Is it Nomad Lounge?
It is. It is. We're going to get it. They have a drink there called a Leapin' Lizard.
Okay.
So we're going to get a Leapin' Lizard together. I'll pay.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to get two.
Okay. Perfect.
I may get two. So.
Then you'll be fun, Malik, for the rest of the day.
Oh, I'll be spouting off nonsensical facts and incorrect truths all day long. So, all right, here we go. We're going to continue our walk down the boardwalk, but we're going to walk towards the International Gateway. Okay.
Okay.
So we're at the International Gateway and we've checked in. We are now over the bridge and you've got two directions you can take. You can either take left to United Kingdom in Canada or you can take right to France. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to France. We're going to pass France. We're going to pass Morocco. We're going to even pass Japan. We instead are going to be towards the American Adventure. But before we get to the American Adventure, there's a little kiosk right there. That little kiosk sells some really crazy type of fun American, like carnival type food. What is that kiosk necessarily? What do they sell there?
Are they selling funnel cakes?
They are selling funnel cakes. Yay! Yay! There we go. Look at us. We're map experts.
We're not, because that was very, very descriptive. And if you wouldn't have told me what the country was past Japan, I wouldn't have even known. So so thank you for all those very good clues, especially the carnival food clue. That was the best one of all.
You know, are you a funnel cake person, Stace? Funnel cakes, yay or no?
You know, I like them, but I need to share it with somebody because it's just a little bit too much for me.
Gotcha.
So
And the funnel cake sundae is like the biggest scam in the history of mankind, unless you're like a big eater, because by the time you're halfway through, the other half is just a big old pile of mush. It's hard to eat, right?
But I would probably prefer to share a funnel cake sundae with somebody because I would go for the ice cream a little bit more because it's so rich that you almost need that, like the refreshing, you know, ice cream part of it. So
how are you in sharing with the family? Everyone has their own individual spoon. Are we sharing a spoon?
Everybody has their own spoon.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's actually kind of funny because we had like a funnel cake experience as a family, which led to a term that we still use today to describe things. And it's called the Sophie bite. Okay. So we were at Six Flags one time and Sophie was probably like 10 or something like that. We were all sharing, like we had two funnel cakes, I think. And she was taking the biggest forkfuls, like a quarter of the funnel cake. Okay. And then we're like, oh my gosh, Sophie, that's so much. And then like, so now if somebody wants a bite of something, like if I have an ice cream cone and Scott asks me for some, I'm like, yes, you can have some, but don't take a Sophie bite. So nice. Everybody uses that term to know that. And we all just kind of know what that means. So that all started from a funnel cake.
Synonymous term for overly zealous from a funnel cake. I like it.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Oh, it's so fun. Can I just say it's so fun looking at the maps? I never do this. And it's just like, you can just, it brings you right there.
Stacey, you know what else is really cool? Another show idea I had was the late planning for the ADRs, where I spent time like sitting, like before I go to bed, I'm like scrolling through, like this is me. And people are like, Malik, you don't plan. I literally go to like the ADRs and I'm like, where could I get tomorrow for lunch or for breakfast for say five people? And I'm like, dang, that's a good reservation. How come people aren't doing this more often? So that might be a show we do in the future where the last minute ADRs, where can we get for parties of like 2, 5, 9, things like that? Because I've had great luck. Fine. I just got a homecoming for, let's see, we had 7 people. That's a hard reservation to get. I got it. You know, so don't think you have to do 60 days out. You could also do like a day out and still get lucky. So we might do that.
Exactly. Show. Yeah. Okay. No, that's so fun. Okay. So I'm taking you to Magic Kingdom and we have just entered the park and we're walking down Main Street, USA. I would take you through the castle, but the show is going on, so we can't go through the castle because I want to get into Fantasyland.
Okay.
So we are going to go. We're in the middle. We've just gotten to the partner statue, and so we're in the middle of the hub, and we are going to take the second entrance and walk through Liberty Square,
Okay.
and we're moving on up, past Memento Mori, past the Haunted Mansion, and we're taking a right to get into Fantasyland. And I actually don't even know where I'm taking you yet. I just wanted to get to Fantasyland. So now I'm gonna like take a second. Okay. So we're walking, and on our left is Small World. We're passing Pinocchio's Village House.
Stacy
And
has no destination in mind right
I do now. I do now. So now we're going into this to the past the turrets that are leading us into New Fantasyland. And
Okay.
we're going to go to the first attraction on the left. And this is one that's kind of fun to do when you have just some time to spend, and you're not rushing off to do something else. So I'll just leave it with that.
Okay, so you said the left. So is the left, I'm trying to think, because you might be looking at this in the opposite direction.
Okay.
If you're, hang on, wait a minute. So is it wouldn't be the mine train, because that's a headliner. So, but that in my mind is to the left, but also to the left is also the Voyage of the Little Mermaid. But I'm thinking you're actually thinking the opposite side, which is PhilharMagic. So,
Okay, so let me go back. Just we'll go through it one more time. So we're coming in from Liberty Square, and we have turned, and the first attraction that we see is Small World. So
Gotcha.
that's on my left, and then Peter Pan's Flight is on my right. So I'm walking straight, I'm continuing straight, and then straight ahead of me is the turrets to get into New Fantasyland. If I look straight ahead of me through those turrets, that's where Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is. And the fork goes to the right there. And then there's another fork that goes to the left. To the right, you have like Winnie the Pooh and all that stuff. To the
That is gotta,
left,
it's gotta be
you
Ariel.
have not quite. So
What?
Ariel would be like straight across. Think
Oh,
about
adventures
I'll
with Belle?
yes, the Enchanted Tales
Okay.
with Belle. Perfect. That's what I was going to give you a little hint there.
You had me there for a second, because I was thinking, okay, when you said a little time to spare, it wouldn't be the mine train, because that's the headliner, but Adventures
Right.
with Belle, that would make sense.
Yeah. Have you done that
No,
attraction?
it's so embarrassing.
It's
I have not.
really fun. Like it's something that every time I'm with a group, I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. But then we go in, and everybody just has an enjoyable time. Especially if you're like with a big group of adults, it's even more fun because the adults do get picked for quite a few parts in this. And if you're just with your family, yeah, it's cute and everything. But when you're with a group of friends, it's real fun because you get to totally make fun of the person who's like up there being the suit of armor or
Cool.
the teapot or whatever. So it's
I
really
need to
fun to
do
do with a
that.
group of friends. Yeah,
I need to do
and
that.
it, there and there's some like aspects of it like. Technological aspects that are really magical too, that I still am. I watch it every time. I'm like, what is happening here? How is this magic happening? So
Awesome.
it's a real cute show too. So
Cool.
yeah.
All right. So you know me, I'm like Scott. I'm kind of thrifty. All right. I don't want to spend a lot of money. Maybe we didn't go to a park that day. Maybe we were just pin trading. So our day is going to start over at Port Orleans French Quarter. I've
Okay.
been especially nice to the guard, and I told him we're just going to go in and eat and have some beignets, and he let me pass. And we
Perfect.
parked our car, but I really had an alternative idea. So we got
All
our
right.
beignets and we're
Wait,
walking.
are you being sneaky?
Not necessarily. I'm
Okay,
not
because
sure.
when you said it a little bit like I told the guard we were going to go get some beignets, but I had an alternative idea. That
Oh,
seems
I'll tell you why I'm
a
sneaky, because
little shady.
the guard up Port Orleans Riverside,
Yeah.
he was not letting me in. He was giving me a hard time.
Not so even when you flash your podcast card.
And I'm like a sweetheart. I'm super friendly. Yeah. And like, he was definitely stopping me. So I'm back at French Quarter. All right. I've got my bag of beignets and I'm covered in powdered sugar. And we decide.
Are you leaving a trail of powder for me?
It's kind of embarrassing.
Because I can't deal with maps. It's like, right? I'm leaving this for Stacey so she can find the way.
Follow the sugar. We're walking up the Sasagula River through the path from French Quarter to Riverside. Have you ever done this walk?
No. Maybe I have. I think you have one, but it was like at nighttime because I think we were like waiting for a bus one time. There was nothing coming for Riverside. And so we got in French Quarter. And then I think we walked between, but I don't really remember a whole lot of details, but I'll just go with you.
It's one of my favorite walks. It's so sweet, cute. Mm-hmm. You get the horse-drawn carriages. You see the little antebellum like houses. And it's so adorable, but it's a lengthy walk. It's not like super far, but like it's half a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile. So we're walking up towards Riverside, right? Once we reach Riverside, we're going in right in the main lobby because we're going to be getting a drink.
Okay.
And we're getting a drink, listening to our favorite lounge act at the...
Oh, goodness. At the... Is it the River Roost?
River Roost! Stacey, you're doing great. You're doing great. Did I ever tell you my story? I got a picture. Did I ever tell you my story of the River Roost Lounge? I'm sure I have.
You tell the story. I mean, I'll be surprised.
For the sake of new listeners, let me go and tell the story again. When Lisa and I were brand new DVC members, we took our first weekend ever without the kids. We ended up there at the River Roost Lounge. We wanted to go and just listen to the show, right? So we're there. We can't find a seat anywhere, right? And we end up with a lady and her son. The son's name is Jeff. The son might have been 45, maybe 50 years old. Jeff was special needs. And he was there because he wanted to see Yeehaw Bob. He was there ready to rock and roll that evening. Every time Yeehaw Bob made his signature catchphrases, Jeff was up hooting and hollering like you've never seen. And he was ready throwing lines back at Yeehaw. Like that was his purpose.
I love it.
I have the picture right above my podcast area. I'm literally looking at that of me, Yeehaw Bob, Lisa, and Jeff. And Jeff is so proud to take that picture with us. It was like the example of Disney magic for a day. We made a really cool friend in that day.
But it was so cool
to see his expressions.
Right.
He loved that experience. It made our day.
To have that as your first experience, being with somebody who is obviously such a fan, it makes your experience so much richer. So that's, I love that story.
We'd have been happy to be by ourselves, but like, and knowing that experience, I would have never traded just having a quiet drink for not sitting at the table with
Right.
that guy. He was there with his mom, and it was just awesome. I have the picture. Look at how many years ago was that? I look at it almost every day when I'm down here. So
that is very special.
I need to share that picture. I need to put that out there after the show. I'll put that in Edcot for everyone to see that picture. It was such a really cool day. All right. Look at us. Awesome. We're knocking them out, Stace. We're map experts, like I said.
Oh man, such experts.
All right, here we go.
Such experts. Okay, so we are taking a midday break and we are going to take the monorail and take a little cruise around after leaving Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And we are headed over to the Polynesian Resort.
Okay.
And when we get there, now I have to look to see where you get off. Okay, so you get off the monorail, okay? Oh, no, I'm going to do this kind of by memory because I can't see in the map the things I need to see in the map.
Oh, no.
So you get off the monorail. You're in the Great Ceremonial House.
Okay.
And we are going to – this is a little bit hilarious. We are in there. That's exactly where we are. We are there.
This is all from memory. The maps are from memory.
I think I can do this. We are there at the Great Ceremonial House. Now, we are going to turn to the right, where there is the store Moana Mercantile.
Okay.
Wait. I think. Is that the one that's on the first floor or the second floor?
I think because that's the second floor.
This map the first does floor not is show the one, floors.
The first floor is the one with the hidden tiki. It's the hidden tiki one, like this.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you're correct. Okay, perfect. So I'm on the right floor. So we're passing Moana Mercantile. We're kind of walking around the perimeter of the building. And then we are going to turn left and take that next long stretch where you can kind of see the windows and look outside toward the volcano pool and everything.
Okay.
And but we're going to stop right before we get to Ohana because we need another drink because Chris did not get drunk enough at Nomad Lounge.
Oh,
and we're
no.
going to go and get another refreshing drink at the Polynesian Resort. So where are we there?
Oh, you've got me here. I was ready to say Ohana and be so confident with
no,
it.
No, but we're very close to Ohana.
Oh, nuts. I've never stayed at the Polynesian. Another Chris admission here. I've never stayed at the Poly. Oh, man.
Do you want me if to you're... give you a clue?
Yes, please. Give me a clue.
Okay,
it's not Captain Cold.
You might not know the name of the place, but this is where you're going to get the fancy pineapple drink that owns John Kroll's heart.
A Lapu Lapu. Okay.
Yes. That's where you're going to get that.
Oh, nuts. John, I need to phone a friend. Someone help me. Someone. I need the knowledge. I can't cheat. I give. Where okay. are we having Lapu Lapus at?
We're going to have it at the Tambu Lounge.
Tambu Lounge.
Yeah. So it's right. It's attached. It's actually attached to Ohana.
Okay.
And we had a really great experience there at Marathon Weekend. We, the night of the marathon, you just really don't want to do anything too strenuous. And so that was our plan. We went over to Tambu Lounge and we had some drinks and you can order the bread pudding from Ohana. Mm-hmm. And so we had some bread pudding and some drinks. And I think that they got some pot stickers and noodles and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think you can basically order all the sides and the cool. dessert from Ohana, not the meats or anything like that. But we got some tables there and it was just really relaxing and fun to just hang out with friends and have a little stress-free time. I found that I really, really enjoy the lounges
nice.
At Disney when we don't have kids with us. Like when you're just kind of hanging with people, yeah. it's nice to be able to go and just like, it's kind of like the ADR game. You just kind of go step in, see what they have, if they have any available seating, and you can order a lot of the stuff that they have off the regular menus.
Nice. No pressure. You're just relaxing.
Exactly.
It's a relaxed vibe. It's not pretentious. Just sitting.
Right.
Yeah. How much does a Lapu Lapu cost nowadays?
It's so expensive. I think I told the story in our like marathon weekend recap that we did, but Scott had, we were going to go with the Lapu Lapus and I was going to get one. And then he was thinking about getting a different drink or whatever. And, he was going off to the bathroom and he told me, he's like, get two. I thought he wanted two Lapu Lapus and I was going to have one. Okay. And I'm like, I was getting so annoyed because I'm like, how am I going to carry three gigantic pineapples and this other drink that he also wanted? But then also I was kind of like, he's going to have three drinks, two of them being gigantic pineapples.
Nice.
So thankfully I was just like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to get him one drink. And then if he wants more, he can go back and get some more. That is not what he wanted. He meant like to get him one and me one. And that was going to be the two drinks.
Okay.
But I think I think that they're somewhere around maybe 20 over, they're probably over $20 a piece, but they do punch quite a kick. So they're, I think that, you know, in the world of Disney drinks, it's worth it. And it's fun to drink out of a pineapple. So
Stacey, I have so many questions in that story. The first question
yes.
is, does your husband need to give you a warning when he goes to the bathroom, Stacey, only order two? I think that was more a reflection on Stacey than it was on Scott.
But also he knows that I have anxiety when it comes to actually ordering things,
okay.
which is why I love apps so that I can just order things. So, and then I was with friends too. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to figure out a tip. I have to make sure that I'm doing all this correctly. And he's like throwing multiple drinks at me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I was like thankful that I only bought the two and then we each had one.
Okay.
But that was a very core memory now because it was so stressful and because I was really judging the fact that I thought he wanted three drinks when he really just wanted one. So.
What do you got planned this evening, Scott? So anyways, let me ask you, I have to go down the Lapu Lapu question list.
Uh-huh.
Here. So
yeah.
it's, it's cored out.
Yes.
Is there any like pineapple remnants in there or pineapple like pieces, chunks, cubes, anything like that? No?
No, okay. It's all, and I think, okay, I might just be making this up. I think that
she had three lapus.
I know.
Memories are fuzzy at this point.
Scott was also like, all of a sudden, this was not this year, but the previous year is when John Krull met up with us, and he was talking about this too. And Scott all of a sudden went on this like rampage about how wasteful it was for them to like be wasting all these pineapples. And he was like, and everybody's like, why are you so passionate about these wasting these pineapples? And now that's like a big joke too, that he's like, he's like, is all these pineapples being wasted? And I think that the cast member said that they come already like the core already taken out of them. And they like, cause they take them out of like a big bag, like a big garbage type of a bag they have in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And they remove them. Cause I was like thinking to myself, my gosh, do these cast members have to like core these pineapples and mm-hmm. do all this stuff with them? But it comes pre-cored. So I'm wondering if it like, if they might be made for sure. this purpose, and maybe they use a pineapple elsewhere or something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, there's not really any pineapple remnants. They fill it with ice and it's like a rum based drink.
Gotcha.
They're very tasty, and there's a lot more in there than you expect. And you just feel very tropical, but they're heavy. They are super heavy and very awkward to carry. So,
well, I've never had one. So the next time I'm at Walt Disney World with John Krull, I'll let him buy me one.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'll give you feedback on that if that's okay.
Absolutely. He should buy for everyone. So.
All right, here we are. Let's just go one more round because people are already, their brains Perfect. Are already melting thinking about what's happened, what they listened They're to today. Like,
so, that was 45 minutes of my life that I'm not getting
I'll
back.
Never get it back. Those yahoos stole it from me. So remember, we're always talking about fun things in our life, and in Walt Disney World is where we end up being. All right, Stacey, I'm taking you back to Animal Kingdom. You had such a good All time. Right. I couldn't get you to stop talking.
This is my worst park. Got it. Go.
Excellent.
Let's just do this.
That's good. All right. So here we go. We're at the Oasis, right? Okay. And you're approaching Discovery Island. And you're turning to the right. Now, don't peek. All right. You turn to the right. All right. You feel like you want to go and see a movie with some 3D special effects.
Okay.
You turn to the right. You're right there at Discovery Island. What movie are you seeing?
Are you seeing It's Tough to Be a Bug?
Good girl. I gave you that one. Good girl. Yeah, you are.
I don't know any other 3D movies that are there. So that was a good hint.
That's it. You got the stink bugs. You got the spider. The hopper. Scaring the bejesus out of you.
Yep.
Right? So
have you been there recently? Have you seen that show recently?
So we did see it, but it was probably like maybe a year and a half ago. So,
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went during marathon weekend again. And the last time we had gone was with our kids when we were those parents whose kids were like screaming and crying hysterically. And it was really awful. And then there were kids during our show that were also screaming and crying hysterically. And Scott and I were laughing so hard just because the memories that came back to us when we were dealing with that, and these kids were losing their minds, like how they were terrified. And it was just like so funny to us.
Cause it's not your kids. I have no responsibility.
And we know exactly what they're dealing with. And like the cast members who work there must have seen some things. I mean, that just has to be the most entertaining.
parents of young kids, you should be aware that when you're in Walt Disney World, every parent whose kid is past that stage is looking at you with pity, but also with great enjoyment of your misery. I just want you to know that we completely enjoy seeing you miserable, knowing we've walked those steps.
And we're looking around like, okay, who's it going to be? Like, it's definitely going to be those kids right up there. So like, we're waiting for the things to happen. And we're like, oh yeah, this is happening.
Look at that dad. He's so miserable. I'm enjoying his misery.
So much. That's hilarious, but also not. I'm so sorry, people who have gone through that.
No, okay. No, we enjoy this. We're not apologizing. Dang it! All right, you're up.
All right, last I'm one. Opening last the one. Map again. Okay, so we're at Epcot, and now this is going to be difficult for me because I have to think backwards right now.
Okay, so the map's upside down.
The map's upside down, so this is going to be difficult for me. All right, we're going to go through the main entrance. All right, so we're going through, we're walking up through where all of the, you know, the, now it looks very nice, but it used to be all of the pictures that people took for the millennium.
Okay.
And we have come up to Spaceship Earth.
That was 25 years ago, by the way, Stace, but okay.
I know. Keep going. I know. And that's what we, I still regret not getting my picture taken during that time because we were there during that. All right, I'm like turning the phone because I need to be able to see this way because otherwise like my brain won't handle it.
This is radio magic, folks. Just so you know.
I wish I can turn my phone without, oh, it's working. Okay, so we're going past Spaceship Earth and we're sticking to the right. And we are, what the heck is that? This is so weird to me. I'm like.
It's the history of communication, Stace. Don't worry. It's okay.
It's
not a golf ball.
Very well.
It's not a golf ball.
Okay, so we're moving. We're walking to the right of Spaceship Earth, and we are. I'm so sorry, Chris. I can't do this upside down.
It's okay, the we're not seas with Nemo. It's the seas with Nemo. I got it. Is that the answer? Dang it!
It was actually going to be the answer.
Make a new answer. We need something else.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay, so
I'm take me on a long, crazy journey.
I'm going to the World Showcase because my brain can't handle this. I'm going to the World Showcase.
All right,
so we made it past. We walked through because I can't tell you which direction we went, but we went
on my way, people. I'm on my way to the showcase.
And we are now entering the. We're going across the bridge, and we're heading into the World Showcase. Okay, so we're there. To the right of us is Canada. To the left of us is Mexico.
Okay,
we are going to walk left to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sauntering around, we're looking at different booths, and we've passed Mexico, we've gone through there already. We can't go on the boat ride because it's just too crowded, too many people, and there's some guys trying to climb the pyramid, and then there's police activity and stuff, so we've passed all that mess.
Scott Nyman, get down from there.
Okay. I know. We've come to the country of my people, Norway, and there's a 65-minute wait for Frozen, so we're not going to go do that. We're very excited, though, that the Akershus is open again, but we don't have any ADRs for that, so we can't get anything from there. We've come to China, and we appreciate the Pavilion of China. We go see the movie and everything, and that's real fun. And then we're kind of coming to the next little area there. And in the next area, we're going to do some activities, which include, maybe they don't even have these activities anymore.
We're going to play the drums in the outpost, yes, Stace, right?
I'm like, do they still have the drums there?
We're playing the drums.
Either that or we were going to get our face painted or we were going to buy some cool jewelry from the people who work there. They make those jewelry. Do they still make that jewelry with the magazine rolled up really tight?
You know, they do for
those
sure.
Those are super cool.
In the Island Mercantile, they have them for sure at Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
And I'm sure they have them in the Animal Kingdom Lodge gift shops, but I don't know about at the Outpost.
Yeah, because I know that they used to, like, people used to make them, like, on the spot there in that little Outpost area, but I don't know if they still do that. But, yes, we're going to play the drums and
yes,
and get some of our energy out after our long walk from the front of Epcot.
fun fact, that was going to be the entrance for the Equatorial Africa actually land they were going to develop. When they were developing Epcot, they had Alex Haley, who is the author for Roots, come out and do a little spiel on that, and that was going to be the entrance, and they got that, but it didn't occur at Epcot. It occurred as Animal Kingdom Lodge. So
got it. Okay,
now I'm doubting myself. I'm 99% sure Alex Haley was the guy who actually wrote Roots, but if I made it incorrect, their attribution to the author, it's my fault. But
yeah,
that's where the entrance is going to be. So okay, so yeah, no, we just want to have fun. There's nothing better than just looking, use that My Disney Experience app, make sure it's updated, go and make reservations, don't actually hit confirm, and you'll find it's just cool just to daydream. It's like a little miniature vacation all in itself. And if you got a buddy who loves it like me here, you guys can have just as much fun as we did. So again, join our listener and friend group. It's called EDCOT, and you're going to want to join it this week sometime, because again, this big old herd of humanity is going on down to Walt Disney World for this family vacation 2.0, and they're going to have a lot of great pictures and fun to share. So we encourage you to
absolutely
join us.
Absolutely. That'll be really fun to watch them all live their best lives while we're back in Chicago and other places around the country.
Exactly.
And world in some cases.
So for my co-host Stacy and for myself, we'd like to thank you, and we'd like to welcome you to joining us this week for that. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.